Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
note, I mean, was appreciated by Reddit at the table.
Sorry, I missed the Rob's report about the itinerary.
I didn't give any reports yet.
Oh, you didn't?
No. It was postponed.
Oh.
Because of the...
I was aggravated for nothing.
Because of the weather and everything else.
Does the Rob plan on the...
Maybe. I mean, the things have become so tight.
Right.
All that... I'll have to work it in some other way. All I know is that I'm giving a drush of the Shabbos because Rabbi Zev Cohen is in El Chisor, so he asked me to speak.
He's entering the conference.
All right, the subject of today's shiur is actually connected with Inyanei D'Yoma. Everybody knows that this coming Shabbos is Erev HaShchedesh Ador, and we all know that it's Parsha Shkolim, the Dean of Parsha Shkolim. So the first, the Shir, is not on one central theme of taking it from the beginning to the end, but it's aspects of Parsha Shkolim, first of all about the Etzem Chiyuv, and then later on, some aspects of the definition of the mitzvah of Matzis HaShekel. We have it as a residual custom that Erev Purim is a minig that generally in Tainus Esther to give the Matzis HaShekel money, three half matbeis of the matbeis that is current in that particular society or country and so forth. Here we do it with half a dollar. So first of all, let's take a look. The first shaila that is really is dealt with by Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank in the Sefer Mikroi Kedush, which is a series of sforim on the Chagim from a lot of his heiros, and it's mesuder, organized in particular sections, whether you're dealing with Purim, Hanukkah, Pesach, especially with Sukkot and so forth, and the Yom Ha'Noraim. So, first of all, what is the opinion of Parsha Shkolim? So, let's take a look in the Gemara, and one of which he quotes this Gemara, and there's a special diak in this Gemara. His Gemara is on is in Megillah, on Daf Chof Tes on the base, where on the top over there, when it talks about the Gemara is referring to, the first Mishnah in the Mishnayos of Shkolim. Shkolim has no Bavli on it, or has only Yerushalmi. But it has been included. Those who learn the Daf Yomi know that that Rav Shapiro Zal, that you should include it learning the Daf Yomi, so people are familiar with Yerushalmi of Shkolim, which is included generally in the any edition of Shas Bavli. They do have it together. Most of the time it's bound with Psochim. So it says there, the first Mishnah says, V'echad v'ador mashmi'in ala shkolim. That's the Lashon that you have in the Mishnah, mashmi'in. So what does that mean? Mashmi'in could just mean, in Pashtus, a kuz, an announcement, a proclamation, a communication to the people. It's time to bring the shkolim. So here the Gemara says, the Gemara is talking with the context of the Arba Pashas, because when you come before Purim, Ador, and for Pesach, you have the Arba Pashas. You have Shkolim, Zohar, Torah, and Chedesh. Pashas are Chedesh. So now, he says, Allah Shkolim in Olam, is Omer, right there on the top, Omer Atevi, Omer Abyeshid, Omer Kor, Zeis Eilus Chedesh Bechotcho. Is Omer Teira, Chadesh Behavei Korban, Mitumah Hadasha. Now, obviously, it's talking about the time of the Migdash. It's talking about Zman HaMigdash, that at the time you're getting a fair announcement or warning that once it comes Chodesh Nisan, the due is like a tax due of the Shkolim. So when the announcement comes out, at least if we learn Pshat, that's the announcement, is from the Ephod the Adar. So, Amatechadesh v'havekom mitumet hadoshah. In other words, for the coming years, the Karbonas Tzibur, especially the Tmidim, and all the other Karbonas that belong to Tzibur that are offered on the different Chagim, besides the individual Karbonas that people bring all year round or when they're Eilu L'Regel, you bring from the Tumah Hadoshah, from that Shkolim money. You say, the Kevin to the Nisan Goyak Vuvei Metumah Hadoshah. Since the Nisan you have to bring from the Tumah Hadoshah, Kadminin the Korinin the Echad the Ador. Now look at the Lashon here, and this is Pesach Frank is Medagli. Kadminin, in other words, we do it earlier. Kadima. We don't wait till Chodesh Nisan. We do it a month ahead of time. Yeah, the other. But look what he says, the Korinin. It doesn't say Mashmining. It doesn't say Machrizing. It says the Korinin. What does Korinin mean? We read. Which seems to imply, according to the way that Nikroi Kedesh, and his Pesach Frank learns, that in the time of the Migdash, they read the Parsha Scroll. It was an Indian of reading the scroll. Now we do it, but we'll see how some Achrenim learn Pshat differently. So he said, the Korinin, the Echad, the other, why? Kehera, the latest Shkolim, the Migdash. In order for them to bring the Shkolim to Migdash. So then the Gemara goes into a discussion how early do you have to warn somebody or make preparations like we have. There's an analogy by Pesach. Shloshim Yom Kedem L'Shach HaShoel in the Dorosh and the Hill of Pesach. And it's a Machlekes in the Gemara in the beginning of Pesachim. There's a day of, then he brings that day of Rav Shimon ben Galil, it says, Shtei Shabbos. So the same thing would be over here. Why do it a whole month in advance? Do it two. So we're not going any further than that, but the deal from the Gemara, according to Rav Pesach Frank, is that at the time of the Migdash, of course you had to bring the Shkolim. It was announced by the Shkolim, but the fact that the Gemara uses the Lashon of Korinin, he emphasizes the point that there was a Seder of reading Parsha Shkolim. Wherever Torah was read, just like there's a Seder of Parsha Zohar. Parsha Zohar they read. There's a Din of Zohar, Yisrael, also HaMolah, got to be read Kriyas HaTorah. So there was also an Indian of Parsha Shkolim. So that's one aspect of Parsha Shkolim, that even in the Zman HaMikdash, the Parsha was read above and beyond the announcements of people to bring individuals their chiyuv of the Matzis HaShekel. Now let's take a look here that I have run off on number two brought from the Shulchan Aruch and of course from the Achrenim, from the Mishnah Berurah, who actually is summing up here something from other Achrenim. You take a look. Is that Simon Tafresh Pehei. That's Minyanad of the Yema. That Rishchedesh, look in the Machaber there on the top. Rishchedesh Adar HaTzomach V'Nisan, Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos, so then Kailin, the Pasha Shkolin. Shehi, he seesaw, Adri HaSisa Kail Nechashis. U'master V'Yichresh Yel Yodah. And that's what it says. So that would be if Rishchedesh Adar comes out on Rishchedesh. So then you have an old Asik, Omotzi and Gimel Shvarim. You would have to take out three. Well, yes. Just like Rishchedesh Teves on Hanukkah, Shabbos Hanukkah. That's the only times of the year that you have three Shvarim, by the way. Besides, you're talking about the Simchas Torah, but not Gimel Shvarim, the Achas Kerim Pashas, the Shvur, Sheni Shor, Rishchedesh, Shlishi Kerim, Master of the Pashas Shkolim. Now, let's look in the Mishnah Berurah, all the way down, which I have noted. Kerim, the Pashas Shkolim. Now, look carefully how he... Now, this is not the Chofetz Chaim's original Lashon, and so forth. The Chofetz Chaim is in the category of an eclectic. He's he's bringing some other achreining, and he gives it in a practical language. But he says the following. Very important. The Amar Kor, Zomso v'chaydesh v'chotze, l'chotze ha'shona. V'hai l'chotze yisevu. It's redundant. El Amar seva, yesh l'chot chaydesh ha'tosor, l'chotze v'adoros eilish. To me, the Imam was suffering. Which is all Karbonus Tiva. Yisrom ha'chadosha, the Zeo Nisan, the Gamin and the Gemara, the Gzeo Shava, she'chaydesh Zeo chaydesh Nisan. And Kaven to the Nisan, boy, like Ruve, in the Tumah ha'chadosha, Lakach magdaminim, or now look what he says. Umashmiim alashkolim. We announce. What does it mean we announce? In parts of the Mishnah. Everybody bring your shkolim. Mashmiim shkolim, the Ador, Hatsamach lo, Shiavir, Shiklaim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, that's at the time of the Migdash. The Anu, what does it mean Anu? We don't have a Migdash. Well, we do. The Shalmin Purim Sforzenus. We, in other words, carry out the act of Matzis HaShekel by verbalization, by reading the Parsha. That's what we do. He's saying, the Kriyas HaParsha Shokisisa, the Siba Inyan HaShkolin. So what that means is, according to what the Chofetz Chaim, what the Mishnah does, and that's the Lashon of the Lavush. The Lavush is one of the major Meforshim on Shulchan Aruch all the time. So that way, what he's saying is, Parsha Shkolin is Zeichel HaMikdash. Whereas Zeichel HaMikdash, in other words, that they brought Shkolin. But the way the Lashon of the Gemara, if you're Medagdik, that not only is there Inyan of Zeichel HaMikdash, but at the time of the Mikdash, they read the Parsha Shkolin. That's a sort of edification for that. In fact, it could give rise to the question, if they read Parsha Shkolin from the Torah the way we do, at that time, that type of a chiyuv, well, maybe everybody was obligated to hear it. Just like that Parsha Zohar, we know, is a chiyuv midoraisa. That's a whole din of deraisa. But the Chachamim were mistaken a reading of Parsha Shkolin at the time even of the Migdash. So that would require everybody to come to hear the Parsha Shkolin above and beyond what the Beis Din announced. Listen here, everybody. The word is out. You have to bring your Shkolin, starting with your Chodesh Adar. Mashmiim al Shkolin, but the Gemara also says Kavina. So that would be the Napkamina if it ever was were brought up. Now let's go further here.
But yes, the thing is,
right.
Why say Mishalman Parim Sforzenu, which clearly indicates that it's after the Mikdash?
Right, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. That's it's a different Havana on the nature of Parsha Shkolin.
Okay.
But according to the Special Frank, and the way he's medagdic from that Gemara, and it's quite obvious. So the Gemara says, Korinin, we read. What do you mean we read? We read and sing just like we do.
But there's a machlokes what Parsha we do.
What?
Gemara and Megillah.
Yeah, but we read the Parsha of Kisisa. The only problem that might come up is later on when the Gemara talks about the B'nai Ma'arava. The B'nai Ma'arava, the Eretz Yisrael, who read the Torah in a 3-year cycle. And the 3-year cycle was not each year, like the Reform adopted the so-called 3-year cycle of the first part of the Parsha. They read it Keseda. They read it Keseda. So the time around Purim could come out in the middle of one of the other parts of the Torah. That's what the Gemara discusses later. When they talk about the B'nai Ma'arava, the triennial cycle, the Rambam uses the language and when he mentions the Dina Matrias HaTerah, about that minik, the ain't there, I just say, the ain't there minik. That's not a minik anymore. That's where the Rambam says it flatly, as if it was even abandoned in his time, when although he did not live in Eretz Yisrael, but he knew about it. So it seems that it was not a minik anymore and not accepted by anybody. But let's go on further in the Indian here of Shkolin and some of the particular situation, so that's one aspect of Parsha Shkolin. In other words, is it just a Zeichel HaMikdash, or Zeichel HaMikdash in the sense of bringing the Shkolin, or was it an actual Tzias HaParsha? Now let's look at number three here, where we have the Lashon of the Rambam. We're going to quote him in two places here, as to the what we call the gather, the formalization of this mitzvah of Matzis HaShekel. So first of all, the Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Shkolim, Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah, Litein Kol Ish Miyisroel Matzis HaShekel B'chol Shana V'shana, Afilo Oni HaMispanes Min HaTzadokis Chayas. And it's so important, V'shoyel Me'achelim Omecha Ksus Shal Ksefo V'neisen Matzis HaShekel Kesef Shenema Oshir Lo Yaba V'adal Lo Yami. This is not something that you do in the installment plan. No installment plan when it comes to Matzis HaShekel. Ela Neisnei Kulo Ke'achas V'Pam Achas. Give it all at one time. Now, let's turn to the next page, to the point that we're going to discuss in this particular shiur. There's some interesting things that are discussed by Meforshim, as when we come to this inyan of Matzis HaShekel, of all other of people, but the lesson that the Rambam brings is pashas from the Torah Ish, when it talks about Kisisa Soj B'nei Yisroel, and when it talks there about the Matzis HaShekel, seems to refer only to the males, the men. So look there, the Rambam, Allah HaZayim, that we have there on sheet number 4. Hakol Hayobim Litain Matzis HaShekel. Tainim Levim LeYisraelim. The Gerim LeAvodim Meshukhorim. Avalo Noshim Velo Avodim Velo Ktanim. However, and this is all based on the Mishnayos there in Masechta Shkolim, in the Mishnah, the Nosnu Mikavlim Mehem. But if, let's say, Noshim, let's focus on the aspect of the Noshim. If they gave Matzis HaShekel, you accept it. We'll see as if, well, we might say, well, why not? But we'll see that could be a problem. Avol HaKushim, meaning Goyim, Shenosu Matzis HaShekel, Ei Mekabla Mehem. Now, here's something else, which we have a residual aspect in our Minig of Erev Purim. When we talk about the Minig of giving Matzis HaShekel around before Mincha time of the Tanis, Kotten shehisul ovi litain ovi matzis hashekel shuv ein epesek. Once the father, because basically, when is the chiyuv of time for a male to give matzis hashekel? It's actually the benesim shona b'mala kol ha'iver ala pigudim, or yaver ala pigudim means when he's counted. When they were counted, the shishin libu was the benesim shona b'mala. So that's what he's saying. Shuv ein epesek. And when they send all, once the father starts, he's obligated every year. Behold, Shona the Shona Ashi Yagdil, the Yitain al Atmam. That's when he talks about. And of course, the Rambam mentions that after the Zmadeh, the only din of Shkolim was the Rambam HaMikdash. You can run through that halacha quickly. Ashkolim and Enoegim Elabis Nehabayas. It was Mancha based on Migdash Kayim, Nesens Ashkolim. Being the Eretz Yisrael, being the Chutzah. In other words, a Jew could be living out of Eretz Yisrael. He could be living in Rome or Greece or wherever it is. He's still obligated to send his calling to the Mikdash. It was Man Shuchore Vatil of Eretz Yisrael and they don't give that. That's the point. Now, there is a whole discussion in which I sort of put together some inyanim here from Achrenim that deal with this matter of the Matzis HaShekel.
Right?
What? What was that? Yeah, right. I'm not knowing with that. Now, if you take a look here, and we're going to go to number 5. But before we look at that, there's a discussion. That you have that is mentioned in the Mishnah and Perek Aleph of Shkolim, it's Mishnah Dalet. I didn't run off that part, but here's the lesson of the Mishnah. Now, Afal Pi This is the line. She'omru ein lamashkinin noshim avodim v'ktanim. In other words, like this, there's a din. If a person didn't give masis ha-shekel, bezin could get after him. Lamashkinin. It's like you owe a chiyuv. You owe a chiyuv, you can take a mashkin. You seize what he's supposed to give. That's a din of mashkin. You know, on some certain kabbonis, we're not mamashkin. If a person is high of a kol mechatis, is ain mamashkin. Why? Was a seichel to it. If your person is high of a kol mechatis, which is a kapora for a sin, you don't have to get after him. He doesn't want his kapora. We're not going to force him to do that. It's understood he'll want to wipe the slate clean. But in other things, we are mamashkinim, like on tzedakah. On tzedakah, there's a din, the halachas, which they learn out from Pasuk, that you speak kafan al tzedakah. There's a din of kfir. Although it's a mitzvah shematan tzachar b'tzidah, which the Gemara says, call mitzvah shematan tzachar b'tzidah, ain kafan, I say, but when it comes to tzedakah, you do. It tastes as the kasha there, and Pulling in and Baba Basra, how come? It's a mitzvah shematan schar and betzida. It says, Yivorechacho Hashem alakecha. Basha Shrei, if you give Vasor of Tiftach, it's Yotcho and everything else. So Pesach answers because they're too loving by Tzbacha. Lo Sikpa, it says Yotcho, Lo Sama, it says Lavacho. So since they're loving, on loving there is a deen of Kfir by Bezim. So that takes over even by the deen of Tzbacha. That's the standard answer that Pesach gives in the other Hashemim HaMashkim. Now here, it said, we just learned before that Noshim, Avodim, and Ktanim don't have to give Mashim Matzis HaShekel. They don't have to give. Now what happens, that's what he said, Eim HaMashkim, Noshim, Avodim, Ktanim. You don't have to go after the Damachoyim. You're exempt. You have deferment. Avol im shoklu, that's the lesson of the Mishnah, mekablim miyodom. And then it says, that's the way the Rambam says the same thing. Now, that's what the Rambam, we read that a lot, or that lesson. Now, some ask the following shaila. What is the basic shaila? He's saying the question is this. When the Mishnah, and the source is backed up by the Gemara, there's nobody that disagrees with it, that if Noshim voluntarily gave their scrolling for the Mikdash and so forth, is Mekabri then. So what's the shaila? What is the basic shaila? Rav Sternbuch in the Sefer Moedim Azmanim asked the shaila, and others have also asked the shaila. There's a thing, when you give something for Tibur, you have to be able. So you have to have a consciousness that you're giving this gift or this obligation to the tzibur, to the cloud. And well, we might say, well, of course. Well, if you think how relevant this concept is. A lot of people, when they give a gift to a shul or something, what do they want to make sure? Their name is out there as if to say, that's mine. So they look at it, that's a minor. It's not submerged or merged into the tibur. You want to make sure. Which is permissible when it comes to that. There's a Shuvah Sarajva, famous Shuvah Sarajva, that says, and the Ramah brings it in Shulchan Aruch and Hilvus Daka, that it's mutter lefarsein, the shame of someone who gives something for Daka or anything else of that sort. But by clutching, by the Kabbonah tibur, there's a din of Mesira leTibur. You have to give it over. You have to be consciously of giving it over to the tzibur. That you can't say that that's my chelik or anything else of that sort. It's part of the tzibur. So the question is, when you talk about the males of the shorim and the men that don't have to give a master sashekel, that's for the kabbonah tzibur. Tamidi, musafim, that all year round. But what do the nashim know about that? In fact, they use the language. They're not bikiyi. They're not bucky in this concept of giving. We're not talking about where do they get the money for it. That's a different shaila. But they're not. So Sambo says, how can we accept some matzis ha-shekel from Noshim? How do we know that they're going to give it over totally? maybe they're not going to give it over, that there should be Mesira, receiver. The fact is, language is, uses the language here, you can't make it that it should be Korev Mishal Yochid, that the Korban, Korban, teaser, Korban, that meeting is something that is part of an offering from Klal Yisrael. That's very important in that. So, in fact, Rav Kook, in one of his shuvas, gives a little sort of philosophy behind the Machlekes Beishamai, not Beishamai, between the Tzedukim and the Purushim. The Tzedukim emphasize when it says there in the Pasuk about, as when it talks about the Korban Tonit, it's like Kevesh Echad, Achot Tasa, Baboika, that's singular, as if to say, a Yochid can give it. But the Chazal say, well, you look at the other part of the course, it says over there, Takrivu, it goes in the Tzibur. So Rav Kook explains, this is a fundamental difference, as if to say, in philosophy or in belief, that the Tzedukim said, because of their power and all, that's mine, you know, it's an individual contribution. Whereas otherwise, it has to be a Korban of Tzibur. It has to come all together. That's the tradition of Teresh about that. So here the same thing is, when he talks about Nushing, how is this possible? This is the language here of the Nushing, Ein B'Yachotim Lahatvis, Kedushas Machis HaShekel, that's not the klal, they're not the klal of mitzvah. So he writes further on that he found this particular section, this particular ha'ora, how could they give it over? He found a rishon from Ksav Yad. He mentions that rishon who said qualifies it. You only accept from a nashim when they clearly state they're giving it over totally to Tibur. The sum, you would say, by the zchorim, the males, the anoshim, they know they have to do that. But the women were not bucky, but they have to. That's what he's saying. The mairi, the musri, the tzibur, dafka. That's what he's saying. And he brings that lesson down from that particular source. So now, he wants to explain why doesn't the Rambam discuss that? Rambam says if the Noshim, Noshnu, Mekabli man, say something about the Seer of the Tzibur. So that's he goes on a whole discourse of that, which is not the purpose of this, but here's where is a very interesting concept, and that's what you find in some of the Shainim and Achrenim, a reason why are Noshim excused, or not Mekuyev, in Masis HaShekel. What's the reason that they're not included in that? Why should they, you know, they're a klolim, a mitzvah sesu shaz mangram, a mitzvah sesu shaloaz mangram, you know, mitzvah sesu shaz mangram, which we're not defining right now, but we're just saying in general, is a time element, like for example, luv, esu, the dalad meaning. There's a particular time on Sukkot, and not only on the holiday of Sukkot, but only the Yom, and not Belayla from Noshim, up to Shefer. Noshim are really Paturas. I mean, they come to Shul to hear, but that's what they know how to do. The same thing with the Lulav and with the Dalad meaning. But some they would be Pater. Now, what category is Machzis HaShekel? So, if you take a look here, you have this is blown up from the text. There's a famous Pelish, I think it was one of the daily Achrenim, the Sfardi, Meleches, it's called the Meleches Shlema. This Pelish, if you have a Mishnayos of Jochen Boyers, you'll find this Pelish right through Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. It's a Pelish that is very comprehensive. So in discussing the matzah of how the Matzah HaShekel is collected, or so forth, there are three categories generally. One category is like when it comes to the men, is if they're not giving, is you go and make a demand on it, paving. And once you make a demand, they don't pay mamashkin anymore. You know, you take a mashkin, you know, just like he's a balfave, you know, balfave. He's a debtor, the creditor comes to him. When it comes to the Nashim, it says there, if once that they gave, that they voluntarily gave it, or they pledged to give it, then it's a question whether Tevim, whether you can make a demand, but there's no Mamashin. We don't do that. We don't go that far. But he makes a remark here, the Melech Shlema, which the same remark is made by two other Pushkin. One is a Rishon de Meiri on scrolling. There is a Peirush Meiri on scrolling. And also there's the Madit, Mari Trani, who is a contemporary of the Beis Yosef. The Madit has a Sefer on all of Rambam called Kiryas Sefer. And some editions of the Rambam they printed inside. Others are two separate volumes. So they all say, now look at what I have underlined, what he says. The apal gaf, the scrolling mitzvah sefer shaz mangomehi. That's what he says, scrolling is a mitzvah sefer shaz mangomehi. They call mokum tviya ika. You can make a demand on the women to pay once that they pledge that they're going to do it voluntarily. The kesef akipurim ninu, the kulim boi kapora. They all need kapora. So, first of all, he makes this statement, which we have to analyze and which everybody finds a problem with, that deals with this statement. Why is the mitzvah sefer shaz mangomer? The mitzvah of shkolim. Obviously, in pashtus, you can give it, you can give the shekel in the daytime, you give it at the nighttime, you can give it any time during the year. If you were late, you still can give it. It's not like something that if you miss the Zman, it's not the Zman anymore. You know, both of you didn't give it. This is where we're coming to this problem. This is where we're coming to some analysis of it. But he says very simply that it is although it's a mitzvah sefer shaz mangomer, he takes it for granted, nevertheless, once they pledge in it, it's acceptable from them because they want a kapora. That's what it seems. There are b'nei kapora, because in the parsha of scrolling it says, lechaper onashasecha, the Indian adir of kapora. So, of course, there are many that ask, Sternbach amongst them and others, ask, how do we define the mitzvah sefer shaz mangomer here that, you know, that would fit into what they're saying? So the approach of Sternbach is this, and in fact, what you really hit on it, Rabbi Shenbov, that the mitzvah that you have, let's say this year, to give shkolim, let's say you're late, so you're late all year round. Once you get the next nisan, I'll give the shkolim for that. You'll miss the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah sefer mangomer is only for that year. You're too late. So that's how it could be, a mitzvah sefer mangomer. That's the approach that Rav Sternbach Shlita says in analyzing what they're saying, that it's a mitzvah sefer mangomer.
Is he quoting the Rosh? Is he quoting the Rosh?
No. That's something before. He's quoting Harat Shirio. That's one of the Shining that has a Pelish on Mishnayos and also on the Yerushalmi. It's one of the Sephardic Gedolim that was not always available. They got it from Kitzur Yad. But the point is, Shkolim is a mitzvah sefer shaz mangomer. Nevertheless, you can make a tviya. That's the chiddush of it. Although, really, they're totally puttered because the mitzvah shaz mangomer. But if they volunteer, then Bezin can make a tviya on them, but not mashkin. And why? Why would they be included, although it's a mitzvah sefer shaz mangomer? Because they're din and kapara, and they all need kapara. So, but Rav Sternbach understands it. Mitzvah shaz mangomer, he doesn't focus on the aspect of kapora, but that's a different year. Each year is that mitzvah, so that's a mitzvah shaz mangomer. The mitzvah of scrolling this year is not the mitzvah of next year or of last year. So that's what makes it a mitzvah shaz mangomer. Now, my late brother-in-law, the famous Rav Savitsky, was Adam Gottel, you know, known as the leader Ilui, he wrote 10 Svarim in Halacha there. So one of his Svarim that he put together in the 50s was a Pelish on Yerushalmi Shkolim there, called Mare Eish. It was Mare Eish, Madbeya Shel Eish.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The famous medrash for the Shvoros of Kaga, Kisei HaKovod. Yes, the Mare Eish, and has his name in it anyhow. In fact, I discussed Mirzolangio many times years ago, many of those in Yonim that he discussed over there, but the darker with an extraordinary Bikias and so forth, like he deals, just give an example, he once said it jokingly, he discussed the Indian having to do with Hefker and Kinyonim, he said, Ich habe eingestellt in einem Sefer, alle Inyonim von Hefker, heute amerikanische Hefker. That's what I said. That remember. So anyhow, so how does he deal with this problem? He deals with this problem which has critics. We'll see who the critics were. And some of us knew who the critic was. We'll see in a moment. So he deals with it from this angle. Now, there he has in his safe with the Mari Eish in the first volume. So he comes out with this idea. Since the scrolling goes for what purpose? It goes for Kabbalah. So he has this type of a hop, we would say. And it's the way it's emphasized, it could even be misleading, the way it's emphasized by the Melech Shlemer, he says, since it's the Indian of Kapora, you know, that language that he says over there, the Ketzef HaKippur is the Kula Boy Kapora. So what gives Kapora? Kabbonis, obviously. Kabbonis is something that gives an area of Kapora. So he takes this leap, this idea, and wants to establish that since the Shkolim are attached to the Inyan of Kochim, of Korbanos, Kochim are only offered B'yayim. B'yayim, there's Halacha. Those of Inyayim, Daf Yayimi especially, it's repeated over and over again. There are two psukim. One that says B'yayim Savoso, or B'yayim Zivchachem. It's only B'yayim. There's no Din Kochim Balaila. You can't offer a Korbanos Balaila. So constantly, so if you attach Matzis HaShekel to the Dean of Korbanos, well, that's the purpose. That's his Einustu. And he brings certain riots here from, let me just mention one of the riots, and we'll see how somebody else takes it apart. I didn't take it apart.
If somebody else would say it, they'd say it to
us. Well, of course. Many times we used to argue with him, or some people in the family, you know, back and forth in the family, published some of the paper where, you know, he has these great, tremendous bikias, and he comes up like with a hop. And many times, but if you analyze it, sometimes you can pull it apart. Yeah, pull it apart, and so forth. So whatever, that's one of the...
To get to that part, it's so long, complex, it's hard to find the intelligence.
Yeah, right, but this is what he says. And so he comes out, the language I want to just use is Russian, and he brings a raya. He wants it, so his Kiddush is, this is the Kiddush. If it's attached to, this is what makes it very difficult, the Kiddush. He says, if it has to do with Kochim, he says, you can't be mafrish the Bastis HaShekel at night. Where do you have such a thing? He says, by Gezel Ager. Gemara Baba Kama says that by Gezel Ager, you know, the Gezel Ager is a case that is mentioned where someone, for example, owes money to a ger, and when the ger comes to collect, and the person denies it, he swears falsely. Nishba, you know, he swears falsely. Later on, he's meida. He's later, so then there's a deen that he has to pay Oshem, they call him Oshem, that's Hashem Gezelus, and a Chemish. Supposing the Ger dies and the Ein Lo Yoshim. so forth. Yeah, so it goes to the Kainim and that Mishma. But whatever it is, but the Gemara says that by Gezel Ager, since the whole Deen has a Shem Oshem, so just like a Korban you don't do by at night, you can't do the, you can't be mafrish the money, you can't give the money at night. That's a strange halacha, but that's halacha. That's where the Gemara. So what he does is, he compares Gezel Ager to the Deen of Master Hashem. I say, that's the way, that's Topol, you know. He attaches that together. That's what he wants to say. So who is Masig on him? And you knew him very well, Rabbi Sandel, I mentioned. We had to deal with him, so forth. I knew him from Borough Park. Rav Elberg. Rav Simcha Elberg. But you should know that Rav Simcha Elberg, forget about Tashas, was a tremendous lamban. He had a deep mind that even Rav Savitsky himself, he says, a grace of Baal Kishon. If he admitted that he's a Baal Kishon, it means he's a formidable opponent. I know, you know how Elohim thought he was known as leader. Anyway, grudgingly admits that. Yet, Ken Lehman, that's something. And they were very good friends. Very good friends, you know, learning and so forth. So, Rav Elberg has a series of scoring and halacha, Shalmei Simcha. So, in the first Chalik, he deals with the scrolling, it's the title of the article. I remembered it looking at it years ago. I happen to have it here in the office. Somebody donated that Chalik here, Shalmei Simcha, to the Bezna, printed when was it? In 64. The scrolling the Avi Mitzvah, Esheshat Mango. That's what he brings down over here. He quotes, of course, the Mabit. So that's how he starts out the shir that he's giving to Rav Elberg. And he quotes the Meiri and the Melech HaShlema. And then he says, I ra'isi b'sefer Mare Esh. So the Adidi, they're very good friends. Adidi not gone Ramotche Savitsky. Then it was Shalika. He says, L'chadesh, the Chiddush, why is it a Mishkol in Mitzvah Seshach Ramam? Because A Mafrish and Shekel Balayla. Because of it's like Gezel Ager and so forth. And it's like with Kabbanas, same Mafrish and Kabbanas Balayla. That whole chap, that's what he brings. So he criticizes this. He analyzes. He says that it's different. And his language here is Ein L'damais Deen the scrolling, the deen, because there, because in principle, the deen shira by Kabbanas is only the yayim. The only time we have some element of shira balayla is the night of Pesach, where the halel is considered a shira. Or, Rabbi Yosef Be'erzal used to say that even the sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is a getter of shira. That's because there's a pasuk. Hashir Hazeh Kaleel Hitzchari Shachag. It's an excerpt from Yeshayahu HaNovi. But normally, Shira by Kabbonis, you had to have. The Shirim Shoyel Aviyim, Ayman Beis HaMikdash, always accompanied the Hakov of the Kabbonis Seber. They had that. So that, the Gemara and Eirchen, can't be Belaira, it has to be beyond, just like the Kabbonis. So he's saying to draw a conclusion that Masis HaShekel is like Shira. He says, Sinitazeh. He says, the Gemara there, that's what tripped up this Mahalos that he has to attach Masis HaShekel to the Deen of Kapur. Because here they learn out, Machaper Abnei Yisrael. In other words, I mean, the Dino to Deen Kapur. That's what the Gemara says in Erechon and Yudalos. Ma Kapur B'yayim, Av Shira B'yayim. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. The Einat, but the Pshat is this. This is what he's saying. Ain't appears the Gemara, the Alpin and Shira he Kapur. The Shira is not the Kapur. The Zaino, not that. The Hechon Metzino, the Shira he Kapur. Where does it say that Shira is Kapur? No place. Shira is not a Kapur. It's just learning out the deed of the Zman from that. But it's just Gufa that's Nitkin Kapur. Eli Alpin and Dean Shira will be Kadinko, my Kapur, my Kevis, of Shira, my Kevis. And Kapur is B'yayim, there's also Shir B'yayim. Our B'shkolim, although it says L'chaper, so this is the point that he makes. L'chaper refers to the function of the Kolm, not to the function of the Matzis HaShekel. The shekel itself, I mean, that's his taina. The omekenter thing, I was thinking a little bit about that, because, you know, just like there are some midrashim that seem to say that the matzis are shekels, the kapora may be impartially on the eagle, like the Mishnah. But we have to, but right now it doesn't say it. So he asked a rhetorical question. We're going to make new drushes. You've got to have a chazal specifically that will say. So that's the reason why, this is the reason why he is. Yeah, you can make drushes, but not when it comes. You know, you have to, whenever some people arrive at certain conclusions, they give the pasuk a twist. So, but you have to have a Maseo Teresh about Ter that says that. You know, you can do a lot of things in with a Drasha. Then Lema the Bishrolin Matsor Klau Lilumi Kapor and so forth and so on. You have the Dean of Shira is Kadin Kapor, but Shrolin, you don't bring Balairas not because you learn Dean Shrolin with Dean Kapor. Shrolin themselves are the Kapor, he wants to say. And then when, once you say the kapor is mechaprim, the ain't kapor el of the yoyim. So he says, and there's no kapor of Balaila. However, he's saying we never find such a mosh. That's what he tells. I mean, to say that, where do you find such a mosh that would say specifically like that? He's saying, especially that the hafrosha of shkolim or the nitzina should be a meister of kapor. It doesn't say that. They're just saying that you give the shkolim, what's the purpose of the shkolim? For the tumah chadasha, for the korbanos, but not the shkolim itself. The shkolim are not restricted as far as whether you're given in the daytime or whether at the night. That's what he's saying. It goes on the korbanos of tiba. So that's the main point. In fact, he says he's close to Ramban. Ramban and Parsha Kisisa. The Ramban says Mekurish, the shkolim hain mishum kaporas hakabonas. The shkolim are because of the kabonas hakabonas. That's the reason why that's that way. And so that's the point that he's mashing there on the Mare Eish as far as the Indian of Mitzvah Seshus as Mangrama. Now the whole Indian of Mitzvah Seshus as Mangrama that he just leaving that as a hasoga on that remains, you know, it remains on the book, so to speak. Some say that those Tushkin say that Shkolim is a mitzvah as mangoma, but they don't go so far to say that you don't give it at night. That's the Mari Ashes Siddish, or Savitsky's Siddish. The others don't say that. They just say it's begin a mitzvah as mangoma. The Noshim would be Peturus. And why do we accept that from them? It's a voluntary thing. That's the Hiddish. Because it serves as a kapor, but not that the shkolim are a kapor, but the kabbalas as a kapor. But that brings us into the whole idiom of intercessions as mangroma. How do we define it? Which is a big discussion in Gemara and Kedushin there about Noshim are hive only intercessions as mangroma. Tesis asked their famous kasha. And that's what some of the Achrenim of Savitsky's goes and digresses on that there, where Pesach has a famous kasha. He says, by the Dean of Mila, there's a special pasuk that Nashim are not mechuyev to be mauled, but the chiyev is on the father. So, because it says over there, kasher tiva oso elokim, oso, below oso. So Pesach says, kasha, Mila is, you can't have Mila Belila, so if you can't have Mila Belila, that makes it a mitzvah. Yeah, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a mitzvah such as Mangama. That's what Tesis says. So Tesis' answer is because the Dean of Smicha by Karbonis, where Nashim are not Mechuyavan or so forth, so we learn it out from the Dean of Smicha on the Karbonis. Nashim, same, there's a machlekes where the Nashim same place the shoes. Others say they can't. But whatever it is, it's only the shoes. And so what's in it? Because Smicha only is like Karbonis B'yayim. There's no Aveda of Kabbalah's Belilah, especially that type of Aveda. So you learn out. So in that particular, so from that, we would learn that that would be a considered like a, almost like a mitzvah, Shazman Gomer, or so forth. And maybe Shalom Azman Gomer. So, yes, nevertheless, you have to come back to the pasuk, Oso Velo Oso. That's the approach. The others answer, there's a famous teretz that is offered on Pesach, Kasha, and Nila, that is became bandied about in yeshiva world in the name of Reb Chaim Brisker, Reb Chaim Zal, and it's mentioned in some Sforim in the name of Reb Chaim. There's a sefer called Divrei Yecheskel. The Divrei Yecheskel was a Rosh Yeshiva, one of the yeshivas in Kovna, not the Slobodsky Yeshiva. This was the yeshiva that was known as Reb Hirschel's Yeshiva. This was like a more preparatory, if it was here in America, it would be in the status of a Slobodsky Yeshiva problem. But anyhow, this was like a high school situation. So the Mechaber, his name was Reb Yecheskel Borstein. So he was unfortunately a Holocaust victim, murdered by. But in his sefer, he quotes Reb Chaim, where Reb Chaim analyzed that Nila is not a mitzvah sefer shazman gomer. It's not. Why? He says that which you can't be mal at night is a deen that it's only a hafsukah. It's otherwise you're mal when you can. The Torah says at night you're not mal, but that does not make it a mitzvah sefer shazman gomer. Because if you didn't do any meal whatsoever, the meal is your mechuyev every day of the year, cause man, you didn't make the meal. So that's why it's really a mitzvah shalo azman gomer. That would be the teretz to that. It's a known shita that the lila is like just a hafsukah. That's all it is. It's not something that denies that if you did it at night, that the, you wouldn't be mechuyev that you're mavatal the mitzvah. You still have the chiyuv.
There
would be gemal, but you still have the, you didn't do it properly. That's why there's old shaila. If someone was mal at night or mal kedem, let's say before the eighth day, do you have to have a tofes dan bris or not? That's what the Ramah brings down, so forth. But whatever it is, it's not part of a time sequence. It's just saying that's not the time to perform the mean deen of Mila, because you have the chiyuv all the time. It goes past the eighth day and everything else. It's just the difference between Mila Bismano and Mila Shalom Bismano. There's two different kiyumim of the mitzvah. So that's one of the ways of analyzing. But the whole deen of mitzvah sesa shahazman gomer is something that is discussed a lot by achrenim and so forth. So, summing up again, we have a difference of opinion of what is shkolim. Is shkolim a mitzvah sefer shazman gomer or not? According to the Me'iri, the Melech HaShem, Shlema, and the Madid, it's a mitzvah sefer shazman gomer, and really, women should be totally caught up on it. How you analyze what it is, you don't know, but the chiddush is that if they did give, so you can make a demand on it. That's via and not the mashkin. Another say that it's not in that particular category. And then coming back to this, what we're doing this Shabbos and reading the Torah is either it's a zeichel and migdash in its initial form, or maybe it's what they did in the time of the migdash. The time of the migdash, they read Pasha Shkolim. So it's not just Zechel and Nikos. It's a Chiyuv above and beyond. No, well, we don't say it's the Raita. It could be a Takonis Chachonim. Pasha Zohar is the Raita.
Yes.
That's the whole thing. All right. That's where we'll try to have a Shiyuv next Wednesday, too. We'll try to get into Purim and Pesach. We're coming down here. They say the home stretch.
Barry Hartman
has
left the conference.
Okay, Barry Hartman. Department for New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Here is not a kapara, but sometimes when you hear the shag, it's like a kapara.
You can do a lot of things with that.
Mr. Kaufman.
Okay.
Is it Shal Bjornis who sends out the notices for this year?
I think Bjornis.
If you could get her to send out, we used to.
You want the Mara McComas?
No. Not the Mara McComas. They need the Mara McComas on the phone because they haven't got the sheets in.
Okay.
I've got the Mara McComas here.
All right.
And I don't have all the forms, so all the Mara McComas
are
up. But I think one of the reasons that we've seen a drop in attendance is because of various commitments you have. A last-minute notice that it comes to Tuesday afternoon for Wednesday morning. I guess this morning. I had marked my calendar tentatively.
Okay.
But if we know a few days, you know who
well,
you
know what we'll do. The days of Hashem, of course, I've already outlined a certain amount of shiurim, mostly on the Wednesdays. There's one Wednesday that is a suffix that's way at the end of March. But otherwise, I have it on my calendar. I'm going to tell her that we should send out the notice the Thursday before.
The Thursday before.
That'll be in fact a whole week. A week to set the calendar.
That would be very good.
Okay.
I think maybe
that's a good
plan
to say. Okay.
When are you meeting with that family from the years?
Hello.
You don't know if I heard?
No.
You're
I think it's a Wednesday.
That's such a complex situation there.
Should know me the 16th at 10 a.m.
The 16th at 10
a.m. You will be there also.
What is this?
The meeting of with the family, should know, the one we had at the last Kairos meeting.
The one
I don't know whether I was invited.
I don't think so.
They want to steer me out of that. I mean, I'm interested, vitally interested in that. But maybe it's better you get more of a, more of a objective view.
There's something going on.
Of course there's something going on there. Something going on.
I believe the boys cannot go to a day school.
Well, the main question is you really have to know a value. Of course, I've talked with parents over the years with some kids. They could not be because of the psychological, you understand that. You're a therapist. You know that.
I was an educator for many years.
The same thing. I'm familiar with sometimes, but it's like a lawyer said to me last Friday in the court. He says, are you a psychologist? I said, no. Did you take any courses in psychology? I said, no. Did you learn it? No. I answered the truth. But I think the years that I've been in Habonis and dealing with people, and my own reading of a tremendous amount of psychological literature gives me an insight. But I didn't say anything like I don't offer, in the court, you don't add anything unless you're asked. You ask, you respond. It's got to do with a custody issue or a visitation issue.
Anyway, what bothers me is people that come and want to tell us how low down education is in America.
Yeah, right.
How much the kids in Europe are ahead. I don't buy it.
Well,
I don't buy it.
You know what's later?
Every child, when he doesn't care for the subject, isn't going to bother learning it. Has to do a lot with motivation.
Well, there's right now that's come to the fore. It's been pushed by Time magazine and has become a bestseller. You know about this Chinese lady? It's called the Tiger Mom. They call her, how she bears down on her children, and they're far superior in their knowledge and everything else of that sort. So, so recently in the Jewish press, which somebody gave me a free subscription. Dr. Weinrich, who's a practicing clinical psychiatrist, I know him very well, so he has a very good article analyzing that approach. So forth. It's good up to a certain point, but after that, it's inhuman. It's totally inhuman. You can't, and I would say I'll be playless inhuman. I've spoken a lot about it because there's this great Balmusazal, Volber, Shlomo Volber, Melchis Royal, who part of the revolution of some of the Kol circles where he said the Dafne Tvetchen Akin Zai Fir out that the Nitkan and Damo Komish, given the time to play as for Shilin, is okay. Because what it is, it's a contest between parents. My kid knows Komish, he's 3 years old. My kid can do this and there. So you know what he writes, Volva? That is Bar Mitzvah, the kid that Bel Nasreina. It will become your enemy.
Sure.
It will rebel against everything you're forced to do. Stop to think about that.
I would like you to know, Hoffman, the Lubitsch is going to tell us about 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I want you outside, play ball, half an hour, no more.
That's right.
But you can't keep sitting with
absolutely.
You have to.
Yeah, but they keep talking about yet another half hour, yet another stunde. I once was in Cleveland, I won't give you time. And then where the old Telzer Yeshiva in Cleveland, 105th Street, and where Billionaire Blofzal was alive, and where Boris Sorotchkin. So I was outside, I was a radio host, and I see where Boris Sorotchkin is standing outside watching the fellows play basketball. So I said to him, and here is the bus of us. He said, Dos Dossman Leifer. But what was good about it, he watched him. In other words, he's like some Magide Shir, but they leave the kids up Hefka, they don't watch them, what they're doing, they could be
right.
Breaking something, like it happened to me.
Himself.
You know what happened to me in Borough Park, where I got out of my car. There was a lot of snow coming down. I'm riding in my car on 50th Street. Next to the Young Israel Borough Park was the yeshiva, which later moved Be'er Shmuel. So what would the kids do? It was recess. The kids were making snowballs, and buses and cars were going. They were throwing at. So I'm driving, and a snowball hits my windshield.
Sure.
You know, and it's a busy street. What I did was I stopped. I absolutely stopped.
Has left the conference.
Thank you.